It's your girl from jadenfinch.com, Butterfly, reporting at the York Woods Library, the theater. Today, the Latin community hosted a mayoral debate. So we had Rob Ford, Joe Pantalone, Rocco Rossi, and George Smitherman, who came in late and left early. And this event did run today between 6 and 8 o'clock. That ended at about 7:15. Very limited questions and very limited audience participation. I'm wondering why this was even booked if they had another function to attend after. Perhaps this is something that the Jane and Finch and Latin community should be paying attention when they go to the ballot on October 25th. For jadenfinch.com, it's Butterfly. Peace. What's your name and what media outlet are you a part of?
Roberto Montero from Orgullo Hispano newspaper.
And what did you think about tonight? What's going to be your headline tomorrow?
Well, we are a monthly paper, so this is going to be for next month. But I think what we have to focus is this is the very first time I see the candidate for majors, you know, with all the Hispanic community. Is very important for us, you know, like this shows like the community is growing and the real politics are thinking about that. Yeah, so I think it's very important for the Hispanic community, these kind of meetings, and to have an idea what they show and what they propose for our community and for all Toronto. So I think it was very important, and I'm looking forward, you know, for more meetings like this one.
My friend, you're more than welcome to respond in Espanol for the Latin communities too. Yeah.
Okay. Bueno, ahí me siento mucho más cómodo hablando en mi propia lengua, el español. Lo que considero que la reunión de esta noche es muy importante porque demuestra realmente de que la comunidad hispana, particularmente aquí en la ciudad de Toronto, está siendo tomada en serio y tenemos los candidatos a mayor de esta ciudad reuniéndose con nuestra comunidad. Es un paso muy importante y espero que podamos seguir en este rumbo y atrayendo la atención de los líderes y que nos tomen como una comunidad vibrante y que realmente aporta mucho a la comunidad canadiense.
And my next question is, what did you think, was the debate helpful for community? Was it helpful in people to make a decision? Did any of the candidates answer the question? What was your take? Did they connect with our community?
Creo que es muy importante para que la comunidad hispana, en este caso, tome un poco el pulso de la reacción de los políticos y de ahí tomar una decisión informada sobre quiénes vamos a votar y cuál de ellos responde mejor a nuestras necesidades como comunidad.
In English to my friend, please.
Okay, yes. Okay, I think it's very important for the Hispanic community to participate in this kind of meeting, and we can have an actual face-to-face with the real politics and see their takes on the Hispanic community, and we can have informed opinion on how the way we're going to vote.
Was there anything else that you'd like to share with our viewers of your experience here tonight?
Well, I think only invite all the people to participate when it's forums like this one, because it's very important for our community and for the Toronto as a multicultural city.
Well, my name is Nuria Lizeth Rajo, and I think that the event was pretty appropriate for this community. I think that it opens up sort of that debate and questions about, you know, what the concerns of the Jane and Finch community we have. And I think that I would love to see more representation for women. Because I know that, you know, we talked about housing, schools and all that, but we didn't talk about women and the issues that we face within this community and even just in the school system. So, yeah.
was, so for the debate, did you find it useful? Were you able to walk away here tonight and say, okay, I know who I'm checking off for the mayor?
Well, I think that it's getting close to that decision. Definitely, I know who I'm not voting for. So it's sort of just thinking of making my mind from today and see who really captures my eye and my interest.
And what did you think about the community's, the vibe, sitting in the audience? Were people engaged? Were people critical, cautious? What was your take?
Well, I don't think they were cautious. I think they're very vocal, and they really enjoy the fact that they can voice their concerns. So I think that, yeah, they were engaged.
Okay, mm-hmm. Awesome. Thank you so
Thank
much.
You.
My name is Tanya Chute Molina. I'm the director of the Mennonite New Life Center.
And what was your role for tonight's event?
Our organization convened the organizing group for this event, so we're really pleased to see the community response to the debate. It's been a long process to get here. There's a lot of debate internally in the community at the beginning about what the main issues were that we wanted to raise, and it was a good process of coming together as a community and expressing our priorities and asking the candidates to be responsive to that and accountable to community concerns.
I did see the spreadsheet or the flow chart you guys created. It was very detailed, and the clusters around isolation and employment. And so was there community input? What was the process leading up to tonight's event?
There were four groups that came together initially to convene a wider coalition, and then that coalition did some reflection itself around some of the primary concerns of the community, and then organized two community workshops, again to look at community issues and look at what are the responsibilities of the municipality and how we can bring forward issues that fall within the jurisdiction of city government to ask candidates to take action on those issues.
And what was your take from tonight's event?
Well, I'm glad the community was here to listen, to judge the candidates on their response to the issues that are most important to the community that generated those questions, and hope that people will make wise decisions. Heard a lot of debate tonight about whether you vote strategically or vote for the candidate whose platform most speaks to your concerns. I think those are challenging decisions, and we've got a couple weeks to go for everyone to make their own decisions on what way to go with their own vote.
How are you doing, JimFinch.com?
All right. How are you today?
I'm doing all right.
So you attended the mayoral debate here at York Woods Library today. What did you think?
Well, you know, four candidates wanted to hear what they said, and most of them, to be frank, they didn't really answer the questions. Just one or two seemed to be more, you know, honest about what they think. As for the one that has the most popularity, it was just ridiculous. People booed him, laughed at him because he wasn't even answering the question, and he was, you know, his approach was very populist and really doesn't seem to know what he's talking about.
So what was your take in terms of, you know, community came out large today, and this event was supposed to be from 6 to 8. What is your take it ending like almost an hour earlier?
Well, they did it. Everybody knew that it was ending earlier. Many people, because there is another activity. But, well, I think that for the time being, they were asked four questions and relevant issues to the community, like education, employment, and voting issues for residents. So, well, there's a lot of work to do still in the community. I think that these are questions of depth in terms of, you know, even the political system and why do people feel or not feel identified with the political system in Canada. Participation goes way beyond voting, and if even, you know, if people are not even moved to vote, then there's a lot of work to do in terms of mobilizing people into change.
So is there anything you'd like to share with our viewers about today's mayoral debate?
Well, I hope that people at least start you know, trying to find out about the what matters to them. Everybody here in the city, resident or not, pay taxes, so people need to get involved in those decisions and in those issues that directly affect them. And organizing in the communities, people need to be organizing and discussing the issues and improving their understandings on what it is that needs to change and why things are the way they are, why exclusion happens, why, you know, there are still problems.
My name is Richard DiGaetano. I live in Jane Finch community, have for 20 years.
And we're at the Yorkwoods Library for the mayoral debate. What did you think about the overall debate?
Well, I thought it was interesting that they started to agree with each other. I was getting a little nervous about that. But then there's always Rob, and he doesn't agree with anybody. I don't know how he's going to get elected, but he might.
That's a scary thought. So what do you think the impact or the importance of the Latin community accessing this experience and this opportunity here tonight?
Well, I think this is great. I think that the Latin American community has a lot of political knowledge and experience, and they bring that with them from their home countries. And, you know, they suffer, you know, discrimination, racism, just like a lot of other groups in this society. And I think it's really important that they begin to make themselves publicly engaged as well as, you know, their usual forms of engagement. And I think that they have a lot to teach the rest of us.
Was there anything else that stuck out to you tonight that you'd like to share with our viewers?
I guess what stuck out most was that, you know, we still have people talking about what's wrong with Toronto instead of all the things that are good about Toronto and things that do need to be fixed. There certainly are no end of problems in any city in this country. But, you know, to start off and say the city's broken, I think that's really wrong.
So do you feel that there is some truth in the divide between the suburbs, communities like Jane and Finch, and the downtown core, with especially this election season that's happened?
Well, I've always felt that there was a, you know, there's a longer history in the downtown core, and they've built an infrastructure when it was, I think, a lot cheaper to do so, and there was a lot more money being given by governments. Governments in the last 25 years have been cutting back and cutting back, and it's meant that the suburbs, which are newer and younger and have all the immigrants, are going to be the areas that don't get the resources that are needed. And the city has tried to begin equalizing that, but I think that they're a long way from making it equal.
All right, so that's the end of the Yorkwoods mayoral debate here at the theater. Check out the full video stream of this debate on janefinch.com and see you soon on the election trail. For janefinch.com, it's Butterfly. Peace.